The large building to your right at this intersection is the oldest in the city, the Ursuline Convent, completed in 1749. It's the only building to have survived both fires as well as man-made destruction since then. The nuns had been in New Orleans since 1727. In that early stage of its history, the colony was largely populated by the inmates of French prisons, and the Ursuline nuns were thought to be the right ones to impose some order into what were expected to be chaotic children. Today, the nuns have decided not to live in the French Quarter, but the school they opened, the oldest working girls' school in the country, still operates in uptown New Orleans. This site is now a museum run by the Catholic Church and focusing on a church perspective on local history. Being the only French-era building in the city, it's also architecturally interesting on the inside. It's open every day but Sunday. The adjoining church, St. Mary's, opens for services on Sunday, but is about a century younger than the convent itself. Opposite Charters Street from the convent is a yellow and white building called the Beauregard Kais House. This Creole Greek Revival house was built as a private residence in 1826 on land that had been recently bought from the nuns. The name comes from its two most noted residents, P.G.T. Beauregard, the Louisiana-born Confederate general, and Francis Parkinson Kais, a writer whose heyday was in the 1940s and 50s. Kais wrote over 50 books, many set in the Mississippi Delta, including Dinner at Antoine's, which she wrote while living here at the house she renovated. The house offers hourly tours. You can also get a glimpse of the garden through a couple of openings in the wall. From here, turn right onto Ursulines, towards the Mississippi. Proceed a block to Decatur Street. Immediately across Decatur, you'll find yourself in Latrobe Park and the French Market.